Hello, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. Man, oh
Hi.
man.
My, yeah, a lot of action in 2 days.
That was heavy today.
It was. I said aloud, "Oh no."
Oh
was like
my
I
goodness.
couldn't control myself. Of course, that was when old Harmony comes down the stairs with her
Oh.
baseball bat sized syringe.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh man.
Fuck,
And
Carly.
yeah, lots of storylines all at once kind of come into
Yeah,
a little bit of a
yeah.
head. Very exciting day.
It
And
was.
I had to watch it on my phone on Hulu. And
Oh
whenever I
no.
do that, I vow to watch it on my phone because the textures and the colors are fantastic.
Text. Oh, that's good. Okay.
Was like, Diane's little jacket, that
Yeah,
fuchsia.
her little nubby sort of woven
Oh,
jacket.
fabulous. And
Yeah.
even like people's shirts, I don't know if they're always that good and I can't see them, but like both Chase and Michael were wearing kind of an interesting weave shirt.
Okay.
Aiden had on that sort of like
Right. It was sort of like a tie-dye
tie-dye
ish.
inspired. Yeah,
Yes,
but also maybe a little bit like a thing of gelato or
uh-huh.
something.
Maybe. Yes, there was lots for a feast for the
Was
eyes.
so much to like about what everybody was wearing. Even Brooklyn, like at first I was like,
Yep.
freaking, she's having another Chico's kind of day. Like, what?
I know. Yeah, Chico's does deal a lot in just black and
Like,
white
what is the deal
print.
with the boxy top? I
I
mean,
don't know. I don't know.
I don't understand it. I
I
do
don't get
not.
it either, Gia. But
But
yes,
anyway,
as
we digress.
mediocre as those last few days were, I think these
Yeah,
2 days kind of made up for it.
they
So
made up for
thank
it.
you, hospital. We knew
Yeah.
you had it in ya.
Would it be weird if I, like, next time I move to somewhere, if I, like, if I could design my own house, show them a picture of Elizabeth's house and have that set built for myself?
You would like to live in a house that looks like Elizabeth's house?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I
Yeah,
love looking through
I
the
like the way the
kitchen.
kitchen is right there, but it's not like a total open concept, which
Yep.
everybody seems to want these days.
Yep. And the black and white floor and
Yeah,
the brick,
okay.
exposed brick
And would
wall,
you
and
also like some ghosts?
a ghost. I'll take Franco's ghost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I would too.
I
Yeah.
don't think
Did
it's him. I think it's going to be Elizabeth. And
Well, I almost thought today when she was she hugging Finn and having those
yes, and she had a
flashbacks.
look. Yep.
I almost thought she was thinking, "Oh God, what it was Finn." Like when she saw like the shadowy
Oh.
male figure, but I don't know about that.
She did have a look, and I also
Yeah.
thought, is she about to realize that she's doing it? You know, like.
There's a lot of questions, though. Like, what the whole camera jamming thing? I mean, I don't think either of them would be capable of that.
Well, you might have a good point there, but I hate to give up my answer.
I getcha. Yeah.
And like, if I'm right about that, like I was right about the Marshall storyline, do I get
Yeah.
any kind of a prize, like a t-shirt or something, or guest
Yes,
appearance, or
I will custom design a t-shirt for you.
okay.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. Would Elizabeth, is she that savvy about computer stuff? She might
Maybe
be.
they'd find a way to explain that. We'll see.
Is
But
it
I do think
secondary?
you might be wrong about Alexis and Harmony getting together.
At this point, yeah, I guess
When you got a gal in the trunk, it doesn't look
so.
good.
Yeah, but isn't Harmony glorious in her
She
unraveling?
has been very good at in the unraveling,
Yeah,
crazed,
she's
desperate
like,
woman.
go big or go home, you know.
Yeah, and it made me realize how rare it is that people on the show really yell. Or even like raise their voices, but like when
Yeah,
she
I
was
guess
saying to
so.
Alexis, no, the story,
Like,
all of
no,
her,
tell the
like,
story. Yeah.
whoa,
Yeah. Yeah. Her flip to the dark side there with, like, you owe me. And I was
yeah,
like,
I know,
uh-oh.
it's like, wow,
Yeah, poor Alexis is
nobody
like,
goes
oh,
unpunished,
okay. Yeah. Yep.
yeah,
Yep. That was
really, I
good.
know. It does make Alexis look like kind of an idiot continuing to go to bat for her, you know?
Yeah. 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 What's going to happen? What, I don't know. Do you, so Carly got the big needle, you think?
Or maybe
bonked around the head or something.
Right. Does the big needle just make you sleepy, or does it?
Well, if you're Neo, it makes you go permanently sleepy. I mean, we don't know if it's loaded with the same stuff. Where does she keep getting these big old needles?
Because did she empty that other needle out when? No. When
does it go bad? Does the heroin spoil?
I don't think so. I don't think so, Gia.
And why is that her preferred MO? Like,
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Get a gun or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So which was your favorite? Okay. So we had the harmony thing coming to a bit of a head.
Yes.
And then we had Michael and Sunny.
Yes. Michael being a total dink. Right. Yeah.
And then we had the Franco ghost, Elizabeth, thing.
Sure, sure, sure. Oh, and we also had
Marshall and
Yawn.
Curtis. So which was out of those, those were all today. Like,
yeah, unbelievable. And there was one more scene that I would like to mention.
Oh,
but go ahead. What was
Well, I was just gonna ask which was your favorite sort of pinnacle of the storyline, you know?
I think maybe the Sonny Michael thing, because it makes Michael seem so simplistic, and there were a lot of good lines from Sonny, like smart lines, I thought, from Sonny. As much as, you know, Michael sort of has a point sometimes.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's like you want to be on his side, because it's like, yeah, you're right. You know, he was in bed with Nina, and Carly had every right to divorce him, and.
Yeah, but like Sonny said, you know, you're not a child. You don't have to pick sides. And I liked also his line about how they both have tempers, like,
but, and hot, his,
and Michael's ice cold. And that seemed really true, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a nice assessment. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. And I do. And of course, with the timing of Carly, you know, being trunked.
Trunked, is that a verb?
It is now.
Man, did I get trunked this weekend.
A good trunking. I don't know how that's going to play out, but you would think they would want all available resources and hands on deck to find her, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So maybe Michael would go begging to Sonny. I don't know.
Oh,
I
see. And he'll be like, nope.
Yeah, fuck you, little asshole.
Yeah, and I thought the coldness there at the end, the sort of coldness and sadness on Sonny's part.
Yeah,
I thought that's in keeping with, like, that's total Sonny mobster.
Yep, right.
You know.
Right, yeah. He hit that note kind of perfectly, I thought.
Yeah, I thought, but my if I were given the gold star out today,
yeah.
Although there were a lot of gold stars to be given,
I
guess I'd ultimately give it to Sonny, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah. He's got a lot of layers right now and a lot of different things to wrestle with.
And Michael, what are they going to do to make Michael likable? I was like, well, how is Willow hugging him? If I were Willow,
I was kind of wondering, like, she's been so sort of good at trying to see, you know, another side. She's been trying to be fair for the most part with all these people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And somehow Sonny doesn't make the cut.
Yep. Yeah. But it was so sad. It was really pretty heartbreaking. That little
scene.
Okay, now you said you had another scene I didn't mention that you
This was maybe the one sort of light on the episode today. Little Leah was reciting his poem,
and I hate poetry,
but when it's recited it takes it to another level, and I thought he did an awesome job.
What a darling, luminous little boy he is.
Yeah, and it just felt like it really brought the three of them into this, like, lovely little moment, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that was very sweet. His little fingers, and he's just so pale.
Yeah.
And I liked what he said about, you know, like you like those friends better than you like me. And it was like, oh, that's so exactly right. That's like, that's what he would say. And, I felt like Chase should have said I was conked on the head. You know, that would have
I
made more.
know he definitely could have played that card.
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't want Leo to know what
Maybe
darkness
time to
lurks out
worry.
there in
Yeah.
Port Charles, you know.
Yeah. I thought the day before when Olivia, like, tried to get him to recite the poem in front of everybody, like autistic or no, like that's like like if your mother
I
did that to
know.
you, I mean, how would you have
Ugh.
reacted? You know, like
Not well,
but
not
just
well.
like she's got a long ways to go in her like parenting class or whatever. It's like really, you thought that was a good move? You know, oh.
That seemed like a bit of a lapse, but I guess it led to the opportunity for Chase to,
Right, that's
you know,
true. Yeah.
shine.
Yeah. And Chase and Brooklyn, just the constant interruptions. Will they ever kiss?
You know, they finally, like, just when he was holding her hand, I thought, there you go. There you go. That's all I need, you know, for now.
Yeah,
But
that's
then we
still pretty
also
cute.
had another fucking scene with Drew, you know, when he's talking to
What scene did
Michael
we get?
about business. It's like, oh, now you both look like douches, you know what I mean? It's
I
like,
know the like lining up like ELQ and
You
BLQ
know, like
trying to
Drew's
get
an
you.
he su
Oh,
seems like he's supposed to be like an expert at all things, you know,
I
and it's like
know.
none we the only thing we know he would be good at is coaching a child's
Is
swim
being a
team
coach, yeah.
in a
It could be
Speedo
baseball, it
on the
could be
side of a
swimming.
pool.
I'd rather see the swimming just because the outfits would be better. But he could do whatever. It could be any sport, any child sport. Yeah.
But he's only he would only be in charge of people who are much younger and smaller than him. That's who he would be interacting with most of the time.
Most of the time, well, in the moms, like it would be a
And the
mom thing.
moms, and maybe Sam if she's the assistant coach.
Oh, okay, and they could fall back in love and blah blah blah
I don't even care if they do, you
blah
know.
bitty blah
I just
blah.
think they could both be kind of simple together.
Did we have any Dante and Sam stuff?
Dante, we had
Or did we
their
just talk
little,
about that?
yeah, that was on
Yeah, they were a little bit.
Friday,
Yeah.
right? And I wasn't sure about Sam's dress. It looked kind of more like a
It
Selena Wu dress.
had kind of colors. I thought that was nice
Yeah,
because
it was a departure for
nor
her.
yeah, normally she's the all in
All
black kind of
black,
gal.
yeah. There were a lot of white t-shirts among the ladies lately, and they
Yeah,
look
I was thinking
brand
about the
new.
t-shirts. I was thinking about where do they get these t-shirts that kind of have that fit but don't look like they're just stretched out.
Yeah, they looked like they were lovely, fresh
Like sort
cotton
of a
t-shirts.
stylish t-shirt. Where do you get a stylish t-shirt? Not
I'm okay
anywhere
with
I've
that look. I'm okay with
Yeah.
that t-shirt. But when Sam, and this was just barely interesting, you know, when Dante said, he's like, yeah, I came down a little hard on you. And it's like, no, you didn't. And she's
Yeah,
looking
I was
in
gonna
your
ask you,
phone, you know?
like, yeah, is that at all okay for
Ever?
any like I have a husband. I'm just gonna put that
Rory.
out there. I have a husband.
And
I'm going.
he's
I'm
real
going
America. I've met him. He's not imaginary. I have an imaginary husband, but
You
we
have
don't
the
have to talk
imaginary
about that
kind.
now.
But yeah,
Okay, go
they're
ahead.
sexier. But anyway, I would never. I like if he asks me to, you know, if I hear a notification or something and he says, "Will you look at that?" Then I would look at it.
No.
Like, no, I don't want to intercept your girlfriend's
Want
text
to
or something
see
like
your
that.
slut's little
But
message,
I
Rory.
would never, yeah, I would never, like, that's just
No.
like a lot. We've never discussed it or anything, but
Yeah, it's just sort of
I would find
understood,
it
isn't it?
weird if he, yeah, picked up my phone. And I mean, and we did used to, when we first did Facebook, he had the account and I just wasn't participating, but then I got more into it. And so I kept posting things on his and he got angry because, it was kind of like you with having our Netflix
I was
post, you
gonna
know?
say, I guess
Yeah.
maybe that's the only comparison we can draw.
Yeah, I think
Nice.
I just posted one too many girly sort of things. I don't know that people thought he posted, you know, and I posted something that had a picture of my shoes, like, you know, and people were like, "Oh, nice Mary Janes," and that sort of thing. And that was that was the last straw. So I had to get my own account. But so I did share that account for a while.
Yeah.
But anyway, I would never
look
at his phone. I wouldn't look at his Google history. I would, you know.
Yep. And when he said that, Sam's head was kind of nodding.
Yeah.
Like, are you even listening, Sam?
And you know? So, and she took it a degree further. Not only did she go into his private stuff in his phone, but it was kind of illegal.
Yeah.
What she did. It was illegal.
It was. Yeah. So is he just that much of like a dog that, you know, having her? I don't know.
I don't know. I just take it a step further. So that's my husband's whose phone I won't look at. Like, so I sure wouldn't just with a friend.
Yeah.
Like, right. I wouldn't pick up your phone and look at anything, you know?
Like, I hope not.
That's just. I can't even imagine what weird, scary things you have on your phone.
It's mostly like bathroom grouting problems and things like
grouting
that.
Grouting questions. And, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, so anyway, that struck me as like, it just hit a wrong note with me.
That's
unforgivable. And I would think you'd be like the forgiving. She needs to be begging for forgiveness.
Yeah,
and
it would
like,
be a long road to get back.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems like it really rocks the foundation if it's an early enough part of the relationship.
Although
they both said they loved each other, which seemed a little.
It's just that storyline's going nowhere.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the Marshall Curtis thing finally? Although it's still not being so. We get a morsel, we get a crumb of information.
That was awful too. Yeah.
Did you want to say anything to me?
No.
Really?
You mean about how you were right about him having a mental illness diagnosis?
Yeah. I mean, hello.
You're so smart, Gia. You're so wise and beautiful and generous.
You don't have to lie. I mean, it can just pertain to my prediction. Just
give you this
you don't
one.
Have to like. You know, you don't have to like, because I know you don't mean any of that other shit. It could just be that I kind of got lucky this time.
You were bound to hit one of them at some point.
But now we got to be like, okay, well, what mental illness is it that is so.
Yeah.
And I still like the angle with Aunt Stella.
Uh-huh.
Like what?
Right.
What's,
right.
What's going to make her look bad? Like she's concerned about whatever.
She was acting like she's hiding something pretty bad, right? Like,
right.
Some bad behavior, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like I'm still, is it's going to be the classic like paternity, like you're not really my son or your mother wasn't really your mother or.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But
how long do they expect us to stay interested?
Well, you know, if they thought we were going to be interested for 2 days, they thought wrong, right? I mean,
you thought wrong, yeah. Go ahead. I was just going to say the other thing I noticed about that scene was that the set seemed a little flimsy. Maybe just because I was watching on my phone again. But like he threw his bag at the bench, you know, which is supposed to be kind of a, you know, and it almost fell over. And I don't know. Yeah. Just
Yeah. And I didn't think you could get like boats like out of town there. I thought you could go to Spoon Island and that was about it. So
that's
wrong about that.
Well, they have a new sandwich board advertising whatever.
Yeah, like I noticed that too. Like all
new.
Of a sudden. Okay.
Like there's a ferry or something, you know. I don't know.
Is that
how people travel these days?
I was thinking too, God, if you're getting out of town, you don't hop on
and
a boat.
Like, okay, so you're broke or whatever. You're going to ride a bus probably, right?
Yeah, exactly. He seems like a bus guy through and
a
through.
Bus guy. Or maybe even like an Amtrak that might be pushing it or
maybe.
Something. But a bus.
Yeah, I see him on a bus. So that was all very tiresome as usual. And it seems like Marshall doesn't quite appreciate Curtis's angle that, you know, he was worried left. That he should be afraid for the safety of his family.
Yeah, I think he still should be. And
And it seems like just like with his like history and everything, like he had a right to feel that way, you know, Curtis.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, maybe like normal people wouldn't have much of that sort of stuff in their world. But anyway,
I don't know. I don't think there's, I can't imagine what he can say that's going to justify like how difficult he's been, Marshall.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the level of difficulty he's brought into their relationship is all on him.
It's been excruciating.
And it's been exhausting.
I mean, he's given them nothing, really, you know. The only moment where I thought he earned a couple of points was when he was talking to Trina, and as she's walking away, he said it was a privilege knowing you. And I thought that was good. I'm glad he said that, you know.
Yeah. But I don't know if he deserved all the kindness that Trina showed him, you know.
No, like, no. Yeah, I don't know what they should have just let him leave town, because I don't know how they're gonna, you know, it feels like we're just beating a dead horse with that thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just guessing it's gonna be, I mean, Sunny obviously recognized whatever the medication was, so it's got to be something within Sunny's realm of the bipolar, or I don't know. I don't know what else they use lithium for, and I don't know how many. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many different drugs there are for bipolar, but quite a few, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
I see various things on TV.
Yeah.
But something within that realm, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. And well, another thing, one thing that bothers me also is that Curtis, like, felt like he had to go to such lengths to get this information, and now he's somehow entangled with Selena, who's been kind of a shit about their whole little arrangement, you know.
Has she? What'd she do?
Well, she was still jerking him around at the very end. I don't know.
But the plant, still the
plant.
She gave him a plant, you know, like a housewarming kind of a.
So you overlook everything if somebody gives you a plant? Is that
I was watching another show today, and there was a staghorn fern on it. I was like, oh my god. I should have called you.
Yeah, I wish you had.
Screenshot. Yeah. It's like the go-to plants of the TV world now.
I saw a whole arrangement of succulents for sale at Lowe's the other day, and I thought I should take a picture and sent them to Gia. And I told the kid, I said, you know, Gia sends me pictures of plants.
Yeah. And she probably said, she is so cool. I thought she was cool. Right?
I didn't hear any words like that coming
out. Did she say, like, I wish she were coming to visit. She could teach me about succulents or something like that.
No, interesting plants.
We could talk about plants.
Oh, God. How do we open this door? How do we shut it?
I have a neighbor's plant right now.
Like, oh, my God.
She was having her place tented, you know, for termites and
great. So you brought a plant into your house?
No, it's outside. It's like a hibiscus tree. But and she's not a plant person. She's already told me that. She like inherited this from somebody. And I'd been watching it die or half die out my window and been like, you know, like it was taking up a lot of time in my head, like whether or not to go talk to her about it. I couldn't take it.
Like,
I
call the police and have them do a welfare check on the plant.
Because she had it sitting kind of on the stoop, and there's a little overhang, you know. And I was like, oh, good, it's going to rain today. And I was, oh, fuck, it's under the overhang. It's not going to get any water. You know, and I'm watching the thing, like, you know, just, like, wilt, and the leaves are yellow and coming off. And anyway, and then talking with her, she was like, Yeah, well, I just thought you only need to water plants once a week. And, you know, I'm like, oh my God, there's just a myriad of different circumstances that affect when you need to water and how much, you know. And I'm like, don't overwhelm her. Don't, you
I'm picturing you with like a
know.
huge syringe behind your back.
I know, but anyway, so she brought it over when it was, her place was tented and she was going to be out of town, you know. So, but I've still got it. I finally saw her today and I'm like, look, I feel like I've kidnapped your plant. And, you know, do you want it back? Like, do you want me to bring it back? She's like, oh no, well, I want to plant it, but like, you keep it. And, you know, and then I'm like, well, I'll plant it. You know, I'm like, I'm starting to look like a geek weirdo, you know, because I'm like, I've
Starting.
got. So, I guess what I'm saying is, I realize I've got a little problem, you know, and
Okay.
that other people don't
Got
spend
there.
all that time. But I'm like it really was hurting me to watch the plant die through my window, like, and not be
It's
able.
like that would have
And I
been
couldn't
such a
figure out
funny
why for you
spoof
to go
of like
talk
a
to.
Hitchcock movie.
I know, but it was like. But you know how, like, you know how you are, or you know, I remember you had that friend that like was breaking dogs off chains and taking them, you know, because they weren't being taken care of or whatever. Like, I feel like I get to that level of like, well, you obviously don't appreciate this, so I'm going to have to step in, you know. Like,
Good day, sir.
but you know, you see something alive that's neglected, and I don't know. I guess plants, I don't know. Do we rank like, you know, do you still see the world as sort of like humans on top and then animals and then
No,
plants, or do we all like, is it all, and like do you kill mosquitoes, like do you kill spiders
Well,
or
that's
not,
my
or what?
I in my head I've decided it's okay to kill things that are in the act of biting me.
Oh. Well,
You
Jesus, I would have killed my cat a long time ago.
know. Yeah,
I'm
I know, I
glad I
know.
don't have that rule around here.
No, that's my insect rule, but
Okay.
generally I think
Because,
of
you
it
know,
being
like, you have to kill
kind of
fleas.
fleas, yeah, ticks, yeah. But I think for the most part, everything has as much a right to be here and to live as we do.
Yeah, I guess I kind of, I haven't written it down or anything, but I feel like if it's a direct threat to me or my pet or something, you know, if the interaction with it is gonna be detrimental, then I'm gonna have to kill it. I have to, if I have to kill it to live, you know.
Now, as far as your thing about plants, I think it could have been sweet if you had taken the plant and left a note for the woman
Like,
explaining what had happened.
you idiot, why didn't you water this?
This is where you could have some fun. Writing the
No, she's perfectly happy. And I even spoke to her about, like, okay, I'm just getting really boring, but it's supposed to be a tree, a hibiscus tree, so it's trained as a tree, like they've trimmed off, and it's growing some little suckers off the side. And I said, now do you want me to trim those suckers off there to keep it in the tree shape? And I think she appreciated that, you know.
Okay, you tell yourself that, Gia. She's probably like in her head. I have this psychotic neighbor who's obsessed with plants. She keeps staring at my plant. I have to give it to her in order to shift her focus away from my
Is like,
home.
she doesn't like plants, and she's not into plants, and she doesn't like, she told me she doesn't like sort of color, like her place is completely white, and she really doesn't like yellow, and our place is like white with big yellow stripes and plants all over the place. And ironically, like, you don't look at your own place, you look at your neighbor's place, you know.
That's just so you're gonna try to persuade her to put some splashes of color on her
Well,
place.
I thought about in the night, like, sneaking over and, you know, painting the awnings or something, and then just acting like I have no idea. God knew she didn't have anything. But isn't that funny? I mean, that's the way it is, like, everywhere.
That's
You're looking at
true.
somebody else's house. You should really be like advising them on their planting and stuff. You know, like, that might be a new approach for the world. Like, Yeah.
Interesting.
Nothing to do with General Hospital, except they've got somebody cool does their plant work.
And picks Billy Libby's song to play every
right, right. Episode. Was it on today anywhere? Because I missed it.
I didn't hear it today, no, but I'm wondering if I've missed it sometime.
Do you hear it all the time, even when the show's not on?
Like, I do. I do have some ringing in my ears. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And sometimes I imagine I hear my phone ringing and it's not, because it never does.
So, oh, yeah. The old man's got tinnitus bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's nothing. He's, you know, he used to put money into those like quackery things. There's gummies, various CBD gummies and stuff. I hope you don't find those. Gosh.
I've weaned myself off the gummies.
They look a little bit like the little Grateful Dead bears, you know?
Oh, yeah, 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 sure. those aren't going to help you, I don't think.
Well, they might help you in other ways.
In other ways, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Well, we've nattered on, and we've gotten off the topic.
Yeah, we started off kind of strong, and then
strong.
Who mentioned plants? I don't know.
Well, I talked a lot about textures and clothing, too.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Yeah. And we did talk about nice performances.
Yeah. Yeah. Sonny's a standout. I mean, Michael's probably a standout too, because he held his own as Michael on that.
Yeah. Sure. And he did like have him. You believing he was a real sort of asshole.
Yeah. Like, I believe you're an asshole. Yeah. But he is young, you know, when you think about he's siding with his mother. I hate to think of that fractured family now. And maybe they will come together to rescue Carly.
Yeah, maybe. It kind of seems sad that Sonny wasn't invited to the adoption party.
Should he have been? It's hard to unravel everybody's connections.
I know. I guess you could argue that there were enough people there who wouldn't have wanted to see him, that just to keep the peace, they wouldn't invite him.
Mm. But and you know what else we're building up towards is a stand-in for Alexis here shortly, which is
too
bad.
I know. We've been hearing about that. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's being a big storyline.
Once again, the shift is going to take place when she's.
They just can't schedule everybody's health issues.
No, would have been better for her to be in a trunk somewhere until she could come back.
Well, Harmony's not done yet.
No, she has no qualms about using the syringe.
Do you think she's like? Did it look like she was angled to like do a Thelma and Louise off a cliff?
Yeah,
there?
Kind of.
Well, why did she have to have Carly go down with her?
I don't know. I started to think. I don't know. I guess I could picture her putting Carly behind the wheel and then pushing the car off the edge.
Oh yeah. Okay. Maybe that's the plan.
Because it's Carly's car, right? That they're
right. Because Harmony. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but that right. would nobody would believe that Carly would have, you know. Gone off the cliff.
Yeah.
On her own. Right?
They wouldn't be killing off the Carly character, would they?
No. No, never.
That would be huge, wouldn't it?
It would be huge, yeah. That would leave such a gaping hole in the fabric.
They won't do that.
I don't think so. No.
Okay, so next predictions I've already said, but Elizabeth will be unmasked. It'll be like the end of the Scooby Doo, you know.
You don't think peel off the Marshall rubber suit and it will be Elizabeth?
No, I think that ship has sailed. And I don't know what we're going to find out about Marshall.
Yeah, it's going to be too little too late because we're done with that one, you know.
Yeah, I mental illness or no, what he's putting Curtis and his family through is not fair. Like that's
right,
I don't know.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. But and the whole everybody else he's involved with, pretty much everybody's involved with,
and he's making them less interesting as people.
Right, he's bringing it down, man. Anyway, do you have any predictions that you feel like making? But I think your prediction of what Harmony's going to do with Carly in the car, I think that's a good prediction.
Well, although Alexis is on her way there, right? To that spot.
Yeah, she says she thinks she knows where she is. Yeah. I don't know why she thinks
so,
it.
So I don't know if she'll figure out that Carly's in the trunk. Unless Carly wakes up and starts kicking around in there. It'll be interesting, I guess, to see what happens with that one.
Yeah, they'll probably won't give us any satisfaction on that.
Tomorrow. Right. I know. But I'm not that good at the prediction game, I must say.
So. It's not easy.
You have a gift, Gia.
We don't all have that magic. You know, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it.
I'm good at other stuff.
I mean, nothing's coming to mind right now, but
I know.
I'm just kidding.
No, that's perfectly fair.
Anyway, yeah, it was a great day though. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and got done, and it was like, oh, it's time to plog, and like, oh my,
oh my,
oh my, what a big day we had.
Yeah, I like doing the Friday Monday one.
Very dark overall, and
it was generally.
And it made me kind of enjoy poetry a little tiny bit.
I love hearing a good poem read well. You know, that's
That's a rare occurrence.
It's rare, but it's lovely when it happens.
See, it's a na 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 na.
Yeah.
I think too much time as an English major kind of.
Yeah, I know. We heard a lot of poems read poorly.
And poor poems read poorly. And
that's true too. Yeah, that was a great poem for Leo to read. It seemed like.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was, but did you know
either.
It?
No, yeah. We'll have to Google that. Huh?
That up. You're the bookstore person.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, dear.
All right. Well, this was fun, and and let's enjoy hospital for a few more days, and then talk about it.
Okay. All right.
What
sounds good.
Thing. What sounds a great good. Time to be alive.
I don't think too many people are saying that right now, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with it.
Okay.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Good night. Bye.